Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
I feel it. I know some of you people online, you don't know what's going on, but just have fun with us. God is so good. Okay, let's get to the word a little bit. Hallelujah. I'm so excited what God is doing. I know some people have gone for Christmas vacation, but we are having our vacation right here. This is a good vacation. In the presence, I would like to welcome you online. Thank you for being our faithful followers of Jesus Christ. And keep sharing and spreading the word. We did appreciate our online people. You are amazing. Of course, the in-person people, you are even amazing. So in January, we have a lot of activities going on. February, too, we have a lot of activities going on. We'll be sending out the calendars. In February, we might have a music concert while the Grammy is going on. We're still working on that. Amen. Some of the nominees, they want to come here. So we'll be welcome them. But we'll let you know in details. I want to make sure, you, when you give us with your full name and everything, because tax time is coming, we want to send you a letter so you can have your write-off or your tax deduction so that the IRS can send you back some money. So, but make sure, so we'll have a weekly report of what you're giving and everything. We're putting everything in order weekly so that when the tax time comes, we're just going to send you a letter. That way, some of you are here in person, we'll have physical letters here that you can have it and submit it for your tax, so that you don't try to call us and doing that. And Nicole will be helping to make those, and Carla online, she's making some weekly report for all that. Remember, we are a real church. We're not squatting here. We have this building, and we pay everything. Amen. So what I'm saying is, we're not squatting here. We're staying here. This is our home. Amen. Amen. Did you hear what I'm saying? When you come in, don't come in like you're a visitor. Walk in with confidence in the house of the Lord. Don't be scared that somebody will give you a ticket in our parking lot. That's your parking lot. Did you understand? Some people said, oh, no, that's your park. If you are His Presence Fire member, you have a right to park there. You understand what I'm saying? Give God a praise. Some of you are still afraid. Where can I park? No. This is your place. They should be afraid of you. You understand what I'm saying? They should be afraid of you. His presence member is parking here. You have every right. Amen. I just wanted to challenge somebody because some people are always afraid. Then the other thing that is very important, we all need to participate. And some of you are doing great. You're already putting flyers out, doing things like, we need that. This is a powerful army just here. This one is a powerful army. Let's all be proactive on your social media. Don't post just other things. Post about His Presence Fire as well. Say, this Thursday, something great is happening. This Sunday, don't be afraid. Be bold to invite people. Amen. They can Google us. They can do everything. We are registered and we are legit and we have good standing. You understand what I'm saying? We are not just some church somewhere. No. We are a real church. Apart from that, we are filled with the Holy Ghost and washed with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Because people ask, are you registered or not? We are registered. And you be confident. It's a real church. Amen. And you can, when you give, you can, if you want to, you can get your tax write off. But if you don't want, no problem. God will still give you a better one. The Bible says, give and shall be given back to you. Good measure, shaken together. Your cup shall run over. So there is a blessing. Because I know this time of the year, a lot of people send me emails like, oh, I want a light off for this. Okay. Instead of that, make sure you have your details ready so that you can have your receipts, so you can submit it. You can have. If you don't submit it, God will still want to bless you. But if you want the government also to bless you, no problem. Amen. Are we clear? Yep. I'm really excited. So number one, we all need to be committed. We are a good army. Let's be proactive. Do not give in to worry. Do not give in to fear. This is a time to believe God for bigger things. This is a time to pray more. Believe God for greater. It's very important. You are building with God. We are in partnership with God. God is our partner. Do you know that we partner with heaven and you are partnering with heaven? Do you know that God is with you? God is here. The most thing the enemy likes to do is to discourage you. But let's turn our Bible to one of the situations that happened in the Bible. I'm going to talk about I will talk about something very powerful about God will send you Elizabeth. Say, God will send us Elizabeth. And I'll explain to you what it means for God to send you the Elizabeth. But first, let's talk about Luke chapter 18, verse 27. Maybe, Nicole, you can help me with that. We're going to read a couple of scriptures. I'm going to share a story of the birth of Jesus and how Jesus met Elizabeth. Why Elizabeth are important for his presence fire ministries. Why you are important. Why you need Elizabeth in your business, in your life. And God is going to release that. Amen. I'm excited. Can you give a hand for this amazing anointed musician? It's an honor to work with you, all of you. It's an honor. And give a hand for the camera people and the sound. It's an honor again to work with you as well. It's really, we are in this together. We are a team. And we're gonna go bigger and bigger and we're gonna build out these things. Let's just believe God and believe God. Don't quit. Amen. Some of you, you're going to witness a testimony in making, history in making. This is so much fun because we will see the hand of God. It just as when Jesus came into this world, you know, there were some challenges. I'm going to share about why you need Elizabeth. And we're going to call forth Elizabeth today. And they will come. All right, go ahead. Thank you, Nikami.
Verse 27, Jesus replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God.
Amen. So remember, Jesus' birth was an impossible birth. It was not a normal birth. So Jesus was telling us that what is impossible with man is not impossible with God, because even his birth was impossible. Mary and Joseph did not have a marriage yet. Yet Mary was pregnant. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 28 and 23. 28, Luke chapter 1, verse 28, you're going to read up to 38. It's quite a while, but there's something here I want us to have, especially during this time of celebration of the birth of Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse...
So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
Amen. Now, some of you are going through a situation where, how can this be? Mary went through the same situation. How can this be? How can I conceive? For I know no man, for I'm a virgin. Some of you may be saying, I don't have network. I don't have sponsorship. I don't have anybody to help me. I'm not smart enough. I'm not educated enough. There's so many impossible things. Mary, he was raised in an environment where if she was found pregnant, she would be stoned. The Jewish culture, you can't be pregnant before you're married. You'll be totally stoned.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
And this was part of the law of Moses. Stone all who have children before marriage. And anybody who had children before marriage, they considered them as prostitutes, and prostitutes were to be murdered and killed, to be stoned. That's why you find the story of Mary, who was found to be a prostitute. The Pharisees and Sadducees, they had the right to pick up the stone and want to stone her and kill her. That would have happened the same way to Mary. Imagine the fear. Imagine the fear that one carries when you're pregnant with God's vision. The criticism. People just want to kill what you have started. Imagine what Mary went through. The shame of calling the vision. The shame of calling the pregnancy. People to be questioning her. She was afraid to be questioned. There's sometimes when God gives you a vision, you may not have all the answers. Mary did not have any answer. She even asked an angel of the Lord, said, how can this be? People, there are times you have heard God, you have felt God, but still you have no answers why certain things have not changed, why certain things still look the same. There is nothing unfortunate about you. It's just that God wants to turn the impossible into possibility. And sometimes when God is doing that, you can't really see it. Never judge a person. You don't know what God has for them tomorrow. There's some of the people that I helped in my walk with God like 10 years ago. Today they are very successful, extremely successful. In return, they have become very helpful. By that time, they were not helpful. They totally looked like they have no future. Somebody can look at you like you have no future. Do not judge them. Mary had something important. She depended on the Holy Spirit. She said, I don't know how this can be, but let it be according to God's will. When you go through difficulties, circumstances that you cannot understand, lean on God's strength. Lean on the Holy Spirit. Mary's life was about to be in danger. And if Joseph said, this is not my wife, our life is done. An angel of the Lord went before Mary and spoke to Joseph, that your wife whom you have betrothed, you have engaged, she will be pregnant with a baby. You'll call him Jesus. So Joseph also, he was going through emotional pain. He was going through disappointment. How could the wife that I've not touched get pregnant? Not with my child. Okay, with the child of God, but with God, you know. But Joseph was in the line of David. When you look at Isaiah chapter 11, from the root of David shall be born a son. And Joseph was part of that line. So you find that the Bible says Joseph was a righteous man. The word righteous, he had a right standing with God. And he had a good relationship with God, with people. Righteousness is not just having a relationship with God, but is also having good relationship with one another. So when the Bible talks about a righteous man, is a man that has a good standing with God and good standing with one another. There are people who not like you anyways. There are people who didn't like Joseph. Now, Joseph accepted the will of God, even if it was complicated. Today we read about Joseph because he accepted Mary. Remember one thing. Everything is temporal, but the will of God can go on for 1,000 generations. When you obey God, you will never be forgotten. When you obey God, your children will not grow up and beg bread. It's impossible. David said in the Bible, I'm old. I was young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging bread. Some of you think following God, you become a beggar. That's not the Bible. Following God means you will be successful and you will prosper. Remember, God did not send Jesus to become a nobody. The Bible says, Mary, you will conceive a son and he will be what? Very great. Did you read the scripture? He said the son will be what? Great. Very great. Let me tell you something. When you become the child of God, you will become very great, either you like it or not. Because what God did for Jesus will do it for you. Now, understand the pain that Mary was going through, even if she was considered to be a great woman among all women. She was considered to be favored because she carried God's vision. What was God's vision? To save all mankind. Mankind. That Jesus has to be born. So that you who are not born in good homes, you are not born in good places, you can have a home. Jesus was born in a manger. It was considered the poorest and the most stinky place, with cow's dung or the dropping of the animals. But that's where Jesus was. It doesn't matter how smelly, how stinky your life is, it's going to be perfumed. Because Jesus was sent, because God was sending the wise men. And these wise men, out of your dump, out of your stinky place, they're wise men. They'll bring frankincense. They'll bring all these expensive. They will spread around you, and all that smelly is going to go away. Jesus was born in the smelly place, in a rejected place, because there was no place where Jesus would be born. They say there's no room for you. Many of you people have said there's no room for you, but I want you to know God has a room for you. And these wise men, they came looking at the stars. They were following the stars. The Bible says, those that win souls, they shall shine like stars. Amen. When you win souls, when you bring people to Jesus, you shall be like a star. And guess what? The wise men who look at that star will come and look for that star. And they'll bring in frankincense, the most expensive perfume. Or cologne, perfume, incense, the most expensive one, it will be poured on you. Instead of being smelly, you become, wow, sweet incense. Doesn't matter how bad smell your life is, good smell is coming on you. I would say it this way, I don't care how stinky you are, you're going to be smelly with the best. You're gonna smell wealthy, rich. People are gonna say, you smell good. It's better than any. It's better than Tom Ford. It's better than the Chanel smell. That's heaven's, the heaven's incense, the heaven's God, out of the manger, out of the smelly place, he'll send the wise men to bless you. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth was the poorest area. But today we know Nazareth because Jesus was born there. Let nobody judge you about your background, where you were born. As long as Jesus is there, he'll send the wise men to perfume you. Your life shall be perfumed with a smell that will attract wealth and riches. You're going to smell prosperity, goodness, mercy, favor. Hallelujah. Can you imagine baby Jesus in a smelly cow dung? They brought the most expensive frankincense perfume. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 30, 41. I hope you're enjoying this. I'm so glad that Jesus was born in a stinky place so I can smell good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know some of you but I feel the Lord wants me to use that. So that it can stick into your spirit, that you know that it doesn't matter how bad where you are, you're going to smell good. Hallelujah. God is going to perfume your life with his presence, with his glory. The book of Revelation, it says, when they opened the box of the prayers of the saints, it was like a smelling aroma, good aroma that came out. You are a good smelling aroma to God. When you pray, your prayer smells good. Hallelujah. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 41.
Luke 1, 41. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with joy.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.